At Ritual, we know what goes into a magical holiday season. The potluck planning, the gift giving, the spreadsheets. This new year, take a moment for yourself with simple daily rituals that help you put your foundational health at the top of your to-do list. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus Multivitamin is a clinically backed multivitamin featuring 9 high-quality key essential ingredients to help you fill key nutrient gaps in your diet. Or maybe you're stressing your daily protein intake, or you want to double down on support for your gut microbiome. From plant-based essential protein to 3-in-1 pre, pro, and postbiotic strains with Symbiotic Plus, Ritual helps you focus on supporting your body after a long season of juggling everybody else. And for a limited time, do it with 30% off a 3-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us on a Friday night, and big game tomorrow against Basford. And we go into it with a cup final now on the calendar as well. So what was the mood in the camp like on Thursday night at training after that win against Earlham?
Well, big game, biggest game of the season for me. And I said to the lads, you know, that's for tomorrow. But I said to the lads after Tuesday, doesn't matter how well you play in a semi-final. The important thing is you get into a final. And, you know, I've said this line time and time and time again. We came together at the end of June for the first time as a group of lads, and we had an objective, and we've got to a cup final, and that has to be worth celebrating. Doesn't matter if we play well, we played indifferently, we didn't take our chances, we're through to a cup final. We could have played our best football ever been Tuesday night and lost the game, because that's happened this season against Hyde, you know, second game of the season. We didn't. We were kind of probably 6-7 out of 10, but wow, we're through to a cup final, you know, and it's amazing. And ever since, you know, if you will, the tunnel's been redesigned, I keep looking at these pictures of, you know, Chaddy lifting the trophy or Jerome Wright lifting the trophy. And, you know, I want my captain, I want Michael Potts or Mike Donoghue to lift the trophy. We want that picture on the wall. You know, we're dead envious. We're so jealous of what's happened before us. We're dead envious. And we want this squad to kind of do what they're going to do. And, you know, we're in a cup final, so that's great. But that closed on Thursday night, and then we started preparing for Basford on Saturday. So it's been a great week, you know, for everyone involved. It's another 2 games unbeaten with a draw against Michelover and a win against Earlham. And now we're getting ready for the, you know, what I say is the biggest game of the season tomorrow against Basford.
Yeah, and it really is huge. And, you know, I think at the start of the season, a lot of fans were said, yeah, top 10 finish, that'll be great this season after recent years. But, you know, it is huge, isn't it? I mean, how do you make sure that the players keep their eye on the prize and make sure it is just about this one game and they don't start to drift into, you know, what might be in the future?
Ben, there is no prize for us. You know, it is very much 1.5 points per game. It very much is a top 10 finish. But all of a sudden, because of, you know, the form that we're on and people in and around us dropping points, you know, we're going to Basford tomorrow, 5 points behind, 2 games in hand. We could go up with Basford. I think we've got 3 games in hand over Lancaster. What, we're 5 points behind South Shields. They play Nantwich tomorrow. And then we've got to go to Shields. So all of a sudden, we're going into February. You know, I had a conversation with the fans at the beginning of July. I said that, you know, top 10 finish would be great. And all of a sudden, we're going in there now with, you know, the best record in the trophy since we got to Torquay. Money that we've made for the club. A Manchester Cup final. Fourth in the league going for, you know, realistically going for the championship. So I don't know why people can be upset by this. We're just taking one game as, you know, as it comes, and tomorrow's another game. You know, Basford have beat us in the league. We beat them the trophy. But the pressure's on them. You know, Steve Chettle has to get that team promoted with the budget he's on. Graham Fenton has to get his team promoted with the budget he's on. Neil Reynolds has got to kind of just make sure that FC United have keeping to the structure and, you know, challenge at the top end of the table. But the most important thing for me and everyone else connected to the club is making sure that, you know, we're financially stable to move on. But, you know, I can't credit this squad that I've got enough, Ben. I think they are absolutely incredible. I think the support behind the scenes that I've had from the chairman, from the board, from Paul Smith has been incredible. And I think the fans, you know, on their travels, since the disappointment of Grantham, since the first game of the season away from home, and at home has been absolutely incredible. So, you know, we're loving this season, Ben.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was going to mention about Basford because we've had two encounters with them this season. One positive, one negative. I mean the FA Trophy performance against them, that surely must be in the players' minds as we head towards this game.
It is, Ben. You know, listen, I think, you know, as a Basford supporter, as a Basford official, a manager, whatever it was, I don't think they were. I don't think they filled themselves with glory the second time round when they came and they were measuring Galinski's header, etc. You know, but they got carried away with the moment. They played well in the league. A mistake or a ridiculous goal that the Basford made and that Galinski scored and Cam slipped on it. But it gave us the impetus going into the game, and that what puts a little bit of edge into the game. And we're going to go down there tomorrow remembering that. Like I said, the pressure's on them. They know they have to beat us. If they've got an eye on the championship, we've got to go down there and get something, a point or even three, if we've got an aspiration to be in the playoffs. And that's not dampening my side's ambitions. But when you see the likes of South Shields spending what they've spent this week on a signing from Staleybridge, when you see Basford's wage bill, etc., it is what it is. We've just got to be realistic. But, God, Ben, we are really enjoying the ride this season. And, you know, we can't wait to board the coach tomorrow at 10:45, full of confidence and, you know, just can't wait for 3 o'clock.
And finally then, Neil, obviously, it's just a squad update, really. I mean, Michael Donoghue, I think he was radio's man of the match on Tuesday night. So how is the squad shaping up as we head into this important game?
Listen, our biggest success this season, Ben, has been having a solid defensive unit. You know, we've had Dodd, I've had Doyle, I've had Jones, and I've had Morris. And that four, you know, Cam's been in behind that. But that four have pretty much played together every minute of every game. And all of a sudden, we get rocked with a Curtis Jones injury. You know, we've got to bring in Matty Elton, who's done well. We've got to reshuffle the pack, bringing Morris into centre-half. And Donoghue's had his chance at right-back. But for me, if I can get close to a settle back four tomorrow, that's what I'm aiming to do. The squad is exactly the same as it'll be on Tuesday night. You know, we're fully fit. We've renegotiated with Morecambe to play to keep Kyle on centre forward till the end of the season. Curtis Jones still isn't fit, but listen, we're going down there with every intent to go and get something from the game. Curtis is a massive miss, but you know, I've got a quality squad and hopefully, you know, if the lads apply themselves right and believe in what they're doing, and like I've said on the group message tonight to him, that, you know, ultimately, above everything else, the quality of the skill levels, the trust levels, we're mates. You know, we're mates. And these mates will go toe-to-toe for each other. So, you know, come quarter five tomorrow. It won't be for want of trying. But, you know, if these lads put the bodies on the line and the fans get right behind us, then who knows? You know, we may achieve the unthinkable. But you ask me, I think we will do.